Praise God. We've come to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Maybe somebody will hear me. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. 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 If you ever want to be a part of the All Church Choir, we will have practices periodically and be able to come up and sing. You know, we're praising the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't have to be perfect. We're trying to be perfect, but we're a ways away. But we're still praising the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We serve an awesome God. All this week, God has been dealing with me. And I am his servant. And I trust him. If you would stand for the reading of God's word, I want to give you what he has given me this week. We're going to go to 2 Kings 20 and verse 11. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. He brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, how would you like to have that name? Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices, the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all of his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? I'd like for you to say that with me. What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, And all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried unto Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Dear Jesus, we ask you to bless us today. Open our minds and hearts to understanding. Give our hearts, Lord, a desire to live for you above all else. Willing servants, guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. God, I give you praise and glory in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. A man moved his family from an apartment to their first home. He was so proud of it. He invited his mother, his father, to come and see his home. He showed them the living room. He showed them the dining room. He showed them the downstairs. He showed them the bedrooms and the bathrooms and all that was upstairs. He was so proud of his new home. But to his utter amazement, at the end of the tour, after he had shown them his whole house, his father said, Son, I'm glad that you have such a nice home, but something is missing. Something is missing. He said, Missing, Dad? What do you mean? Son, I don't see a Bible anywhere. I don't see a scripture motto over the wall. You haven't told me anything. And I don't see anything that would tell me that this is the home of a Christian and that you are a Christian. Now, this may sound a little strange to some of you this morning and unusual, but if you will allow me to see what is in your house, I can tell you what kind of a person you are. Yeah, yeah. Let me look at your guest book and see what kind of friends you invite over and parties you're having. Let me look at the books you have in your office or library or bookshelf and see the magazines on your table and what you're reading and absorbing into your life. Let me open the refrigerator door and look inside. See what kind of cans and bottles and foods. Let me see what you have in your house, and I can tell you whether your life is counting for God or for the world. Yeah. In our text today, it deals with the incident which occurred in the life and the time of King and the reign of King Hezekiah. 2 Kings 18 and verse 5 says that he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. You see, they had other kings. King Uzziah, he was greater as a conqueror. King Solomon was greater in wisdom. King David was greater in length, depth, breadth, the height literally of human character, a man after God's own heart. But none trusted God and followed him as faithfully as did King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, he wasted no time in instituting his reforms when he took office. He had the temple doors thrown open. He had the sacred buildings cleared of all the rubbish and the filth that had accumulated through the years. He removed and destroyed the altars of King Ahaz. The temple was opened with a great sin offering as a token of national repentance to God. The long omitted Passover that they had forsaken was observed again. And to a repentant nation, God himself turned back and showed himself gracious, for prosperity and peace began to bless the entire land. To show you the real kind of man that King Hezekiah was this morning, when Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, threatened the Judean government, when his messengers blasphemed, when the huge battalions of the most powerful army of the world at that time and the most powerful kingdom of that time had entered his territory and was about to march on his capital, King Hezekiah remained calm. He remained firm. His faith was unshaken. He looked to God and God only. He believed in God. He trusted God. What situation are you going through, sir, ma'am? What are you dealing with in your life? If you'll just trust God, if you'll just stand on that faith and hold on when your reason can't take another step forward, your faith will keep marching on and on and on. My trust and faith is not in man. Man will let me down. Family will let me down. Friends will let me down. But God will never, ever, ever let me down. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. This king trusted God. He regarded prayer as the only door of safety. God delivered Judea from Sennacherib. Then when a disease, a painful, dangerous affliction, confined this king to his bed, Isaiah the prophet came with a message to him from the Lord. Isaiah, instead of, you know, you want the preacher to come and bring good news, come pray for me. But the preacher came. And instead of bringing him comfort, he brought him a blunt message from the Lord. Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die. How would you like to hear that? Hey, bud, I've come to pray for you, but you better set your house in order because you're going to die. That's not news not any of us want. We don't want that kind of news. But his faith did not fail. His faith did not fail. He didn't give up the blast of calamity. The bad news didn't rattle or shake him. He just held on tighter the more the storm raged. Can I tell somebody this morning, whatever you're dealing with, just keep holding on to God. Hold on to those altars of prayer. Hold on to that life-giving word of God in your life. Hallelujah. Nothing could make this king let go of his faith. And King Hezekiah, he heard what the prophet Isaiah said. Everyone around his bed heard what he was said, and they were all waiting for him to die. You ever felt like that? I have. I feel like there's some family that's ready for me to die. But that's all right. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. He sent them all out. He turns his face to the wall and he begins to pray. And he prayed for God to spare his life. The Bible says that he prayed so hard that he wept sorely. When's the last time we've prayed like that? When's the last time you've been so desperate that you've stayed up all night praying to God for an answer? Oh, but it's a fast-paced life, Brother Chris. You got to keep on keeping on. There is a process. You've got to know where you're at to get where you're going. Before Isaiah was out of the palace courtyard, God told him, turn again, the scripture says, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Hallelujah. God heard his prayer. God hears your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake. He's going to defend some things in your life, not for your sake, but for his sake. Not for your glory, but for glory. Not for your recognition or you to be lifted up, but for him to be lifted up. So Isaiah tells him all the Lord had said, and he told him to boil some dried figs and lay it on the boils. And God's heard your prayers, Hezekiah. God saw your tears, Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Hezekiah, God has told me to come back and tell you he's given you 15 more years. Hallelujah. Anybody would want to deliver that message. That's good news. King Hezekiah, he believed the preacher, but he wanted some sign from heaven that would let him know without a doubt that his life had been lengthened. So Isaiah the prophet said, do you, Hezekiah, do you want proof? And it can be shown in the sundial of Ahaz. And do you want the sundial to move backwards or go backwards 10 degrees? Or do you want it to move forwards 10 degrees? And Hezekiah said, well, it's normal for the shadow to move forward 10 degrees, but let it move backwards 10 degrees. Let's just see how big this God really is. And King Hezekiah was healed. He was healed. He was healed. And on the third day, he got up just as God said he would. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, you're going to make it. You're going to get through your trouble and your trials. You are going to make it. Hear me this morning. You are going to make it. Don't let go of that faith. Don't let go of that hope in your life. The neighboring kings of the surrounding lands and nations, they begin to hear of Hezekiah's health and how he had been healed and how his health had been restored. And they heard of the destruction of Sennacherib's army. They heard of the miraculous healing of Hezekiah that 15 years had been added to his life. And they heard about the sundial going backwards 10 degrees. And all of these nations were amazed. Everybody, everywhere heard of King Hezekiah. Everybody spoke about Hezekiah, his cure, his victory, his wealth were common talk in every gathering place of the ancient world. It was miraculous. It was amazing. Breaking news, CNN, Fox. We have those kind of events now, you know. Everybody's paying attention. What's going on? What's happening? That's how it happened for him. That's what happened in their time. The king of Babylon became so curious and so inquisitive about this King Hezekiah of Judah, and he decided to send a delegate of his princes to Hezekiah, and they bring him a present. and some letters congratulating the king on his recovery from his sickness. And Hezekiah was so flattered by these presents and the letter from King Berobacdaladan, it's a hard name to say, of Babylon. What's your name? Yeah. It so excited this King Hezekiah's ego, though, and his head began to swell, that he listened to the Babylonian princes and he showed all of his precious things that were in his house. He showed them the gold. And here came these men in priceless, princely robes with servants bearing costly gifts. And the envoy of the king of Babylon, that's somebody. They've just come to inquire about the wonders that have been done in the land and this miraculous healing that's happened in his life. Hezekiah the king, he opened his coffers, the Bible said. He opened his treasure rooms. He showed them all of his treasures. He showed them all of his armory. He showed him his stables, and he showed them his treasures of gold and safekeeping, the Bible says. He showed them his spices and the precious ointments, and he showed them all of his satins and all of the silks and all the finery things of life, all of the silver, all of the gold, everything. He showed them everything, and he showed them his treasures, and their eyes began to feast as they looked upon the wealth, the blessings, and their greed began to be stirred in their hearts, and their minds meditated on what they were seeing. Yeah. The princes began to look at each other. Hey, man, you see what I'm seeing? This cat's got some gold. Look at that. How well this treasure would look in Babylon. How good would all this gold look in our king's treasury? Man, that would be good on my household, my wall. Yes, sir, everything. He showed them everything. And as soon as these princes left Jerusalem, the Lord's prophet went in to see the king. Isaiah went directly to King Hezekiah's chamber. He looked Hezekiah squarely in the eye. Sometimes you got to get eyeball to eyeball. He looked him square in the eye. King, who were those men? Where did they come from? Oh, they were the princes from Babylon. Yeah, they came to see me. What did they want? Oh, they wanted to congratulate me on my recovery. Yeah, man, they brought me a present. Look at this. Look how shiny. It's so pretty. You can't see it, but it's there. Yeah. The prophet asked him the real question. It's recorded in Scripture. What have they seen in thine house? What have they seen in thine house? King, what did you show them? Oh, Hezekiah said, well, I showed them everything. I showed them the gold. I showed them the silver. I showed them the armor. I showed them the prancing thoroughbreds and their stalls. I showed them the spices and the linens and the ointment and the silks and the satins and the luxuries that I have. I showed them everything. With that answer, Isaiah the preacher looks the king in the eye and he says, hear the word of the Lord. And the scripture says, behold, the days come. This is what he told him, that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. He said, King, everything you showed these men, all of your treasure, all of your children, will be captured by the same people that brought you that present and came to congratulate you. They're going to take it all. Before going any further, I'd like to point out how much a part of King Hezekiah's reign the prophet Isaiah was. You know, if you begin to read the history of the children or the Hebrew people, you will see that through the character of their history, that all of their kings who were over God's people at whatever point in history it was, their kingship or reign was connected with some prophet or preacher of God. During the reign of King Saul, the prophet Samuel always was on the scene. The prophet Elijah told King Ahab there would be no rain for 3 years. King David had the prophet